Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Fitch Ratings Agency has placed the nation's AAA credit on negative watch. It is considered a warning of a possible downgrade if the U.S. goes into default. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Americans will share the pain if that happens.
This is a manufactured crisis, plain and simple. That's what we're seeing currently. That's what we've been dealing with for the past couple of weeks.
GOP lawmakers are insisting on deep spending cuts in exchange for votes to raise the nation's borrowing limit. And President Biden is insisting on a clean debt bill. The U.S. Treasury Department says negotiators have about a week left to figure it out. Meanwhile, investors are worried about the lack of progress towards staving off a default. NPR's David Gurr reports on the latest drop in the U.S. stock market.
Stocks drifted lower after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy updated reporters on the state of play just before lunchtime in Washington. There are still obstacles heading into a long weekend and what is crunch time. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says it's, quote, highly likely the U.S. won't be able to pay its bills by early June, maybe as early as June 1st, which is just about a week away. Yields continue to rise, especially on shorter-term U.S. government bonds. Given all the immediate uncertainty, investors are demanding a higher premium for taking on risk. Wall Street's focus was squarely on Washington, not just on the talks between the administration and lawmakers. Investors also scoured minutes from the Federal Reserve's last meeting, in which the outlook for future interest rate increases was clouded by uncertainty. David Gurra, NPR News, New York.
A federal judge is weighing arguments over a lawsuit challenging Tennessee's ban on drag shows. From member station WPLN, Mariana Bacayal reports that a ruling is expected during Pride Month.
The lawsuit, filed on behalf of a Memphis LGBTQ theater company, alleges that the law's vagueness leaves it open to interpretation by law enforcement. Attorney Melissa Stewart.
Our clients are not required to rely on the good intentions of police officers. And if the law is vague, if it's not clearly established that what the police officer is doing is unconstitutional, then that police officer is immune from suit. You can't even sue them for false arrest.
Attorneys for the state were unable to cite a scenario in which the legislation would apply outside existing indecency laws. A ruling in the case is expected after June 2nd, when Memphis will already be in the middle of its Pride Festival. For NPR News, I'm Mariana Bacayao in Nashville.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has formally entered the race for the 2024 Republican nomination for president. He's stepping into a crowded field that appears to be a test of his national appeal and whether Republicans are willing to move on from former President Donald Trump. This is NPR News. Shell has agreed to pay $10 million to resolve allegations that it polluted the air around its massive new petrochemical refinery near Pittsburgh. The multi-billion dollar refinery was shut down months after opening last year. The oil giant acknowledges that the plant violated air emissions limits and says that it has fixed the problem. Clashes broke out in Sudan Wednesday amid a ceasefire between rival military forces. That story from the BBC's Will Ross.
After a day-long lull in the fighting, it seems the ceasefire is breaking down in Sudan. Video footage shows a military aircraft on fire plunging to the ground, reportedly in Omdurman, next to Khartoum. There have also been reports of gunfire near a military base. In North Kordofan State, a doctor told the BBC the truce had been ignored, with shooting on the streets. This is terrible news for the millions of Sudanese who are praying for an end to the war, or at least a pause that's long enough to allow in the humanitarian aid.
The BBC's Will Ross reporting. Rock music legend Tina Turner has died at her home in Switzerland following a long illness. Turner gained fame as lead singer and collaborator on a list of hit songs performed with her husband Ike Turner over two decades, beginning in the late 1950s. Born Anna Mae Bullock, she survived an abusive marriage, won the rights to her stage name, and launched a successful solo career with the chart-topping song What's Love Got to Do with It? She was also known for such hits as Proud Mary and River Deep Mountain High. Tina Turner was 83 years old. This is NPR.